Good morning, it's Mitch Gannon, Managing Editor of Glasshouse Country Millennial News and The Sentinel, bringing you the top headlines for the week, starting with GC&M News. The top story this week is Sunshine Coast Council has retreated on key controls for the Glasshouse Mountains Quarry expansion, abandoning its proposed haulage limit of 372 truck movements a day and allowing up to one production blast a week. So that's big news for locals in the Glasshouse region there. A proposed 180 square metre service station in Beerburrum has split the local community, with residents divided over its potential noise and traffic impacts versus the need for local fuel refuelling options. And local business leaders are sounding the alarm over Biwa's dwindling access to face-to-face banking, with the town left with just one full-service bank branch despite record regional growth. The area, as you know, is booming, but there's just the one bank branch, BOQ in Biwa, and two banks up in Mullaney. We also got a nice story about 80-year-old Claude the Mower Man Harvey, who rolled through the hinterland this week, pushing his famous lawnmower to raise awareness and vital funds for child protection charity Bravehearts. And BOR veterans have a fresh new space to gather after the official reopening of the newly refurbished BOR District RSL sub-branch building at the sports grounds. And also a nice story, pick up a copy of the 2027 Rotary Club's annual calendar. There's some fantastic photos in there of the local area, and that's available all around the hinterland as well. Now turning to the Sentinel, Moreton Bay recorded more than $2 billion in visitor expenditure over 12 months, reinforcing the region's position as one of Australia's fastest emerging tourism destinations. We've also got a follow-on story in regards to the proposed homeless camp at Petrie. That's Wiley Park at Petrie, that Moreton Bay Council announced a couple of weeks ago, and that's caused quite a bit of a stir in the community. And more than 120 residents turned out in Kilcoy, to launch the town's first Pink Up campaign, raising funds for McGrath Foundation, cancer care, nurses. And in Caboolture, the Sunnymead Park aged care facility has officially transitioned to Opal Healthcare and been renamed the Caboolture Parklands Care Community. We've got a story on what that means for the community and plenty more across the Sentinel and Glasshouse. Pick up a copy of our papers. They're coming out from tomorrow, and I'll be back again next week. This is Mitch on 101.5. Thanks for listening.